Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Samach Tet Amud Aleph. Towards the bottom of the Amud, this will be a relatively short podcast. We're going to finish to the next Mishnah. We're going to look at the second half of the Mishnah, which is that if you cut out part of the Ubar and leave it inside, then when you shech the mother, that part is Mutar and is not considered Eiver Min Achai. Minalan, Tichtiv V'chol Behemah Mefreset Parsa V'shet B'Behemah. And look at the pasuk on the page, pasuk number one, behema, bivhema, are not next to each other, but that's the way we're reading it. The rabotet avlad, meaning an animal that's within an animal, is included also. So elama'ata yamirubo, that if that's the case, that an ubar is an independent animal, like a live animal, and independent of the mother, then you should be able to do tmura using that animal. Meaning if you have a korban, you say, I want to switch it for that, even switching it for an ubar should work. Alama tanan, the Mishnah at the beginning of tmura, perakal Mishnah gimel, en mirin lo evarin ubarin, velo ubarin evarin, velo evarin ubarin bishlamin, velo shlamin bahen. Meaning, evarin and ubarin cannot be used for tmura. Ela amar, so that can't be the reason. Ela amar kra, in the pasuk it says itself, it says, v'chol behema, mafresa parmasa. What's v'chol? The rabotet avlad, even the vlad, which we are now recognizing as a vlad, not as an independent animal, is included as being mutar as long as it's mafresa parsa, etc. Now, yachi, afilu chotech minatchol minakoyot nami. So if that's the case, even if you cut a piece of the liver or the spleen, or the kidneys or the spleen, it should also work. You should be able to eat them after you kill the animal. The Mishnah says you can't. So Amakra ota tochelu min shlema v'lo chasera, meaning only parts that are part of the animal when you kill it, not something that's been cut off before. So if that's the case, if you shecht an animal and found something inside of it, looked like a bird, Tishteri, it should be mutter, alama, amar, arbi, yochanan, hashokhada, be, mount, sabad, mut, yona, asur, bachila, he said that that's asur. The answer is baina prasot. In other words, you found this ubar inside that was shaped weird, you can't eat it. Why? Because it says, b'chol b'ma, professor parsa, separa prasot, which means it has to have feet. Voleika. So, alamiata, kalut me para litzar. If that's the case, then if it only has a single hoof and it's not split, it should be asur if you find it in there. So, Hatan Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. We even have a Tan Rabbi Shmuel who supports Rabbi Shimon, who says it's Asur. Parsa mehema tochelu, meaning, Rabbi Shimon bara, so the answer is that it's only if it's, that Parsa mehema tochelu. Right? So now, Rabbi Shimon bara shiomar li olam kidikan rikar. Let's go back to behema bivema. Kashalach enomir, and you were bothered by the fact that you can't do tmura on that? Hamani Rabbi Shimon hi. The author of the Mishnah in tmura is Rabbi Shimon, to makish tmura l'maser. He himself compares tmura to maser behema. Ma maser noheg be'evarim v'ubarim. Just like maser behema does not apply to embryos, doesn't apply to parts. Meaning, an animal inside can be considered a full animal. But for tmura, just like for maser, it doesn't count as independent. Umanatemra, how do we know that Rabbi Shimon holds that? Ditnan, we have a Mishnah, at the same Mishnah in Tmura, Amar Biyosi, Valob Muktashim, Amar Raglashel Zu'ola, Kula Ula. This is a concept known as Pishut. That if you say, I'm gonna sanctify the leg of this animal as an Ola, the whole thing becomes an Ola. Afkshir, Amar Raglashel Zu'tachat Zu'tei, Kula Tmura Tachtea. So the same thing, if you say, this leg is in place of that animal, the whole thing should become a Tmura. Meaning, a verim should work. Now, Laman Kamahadule, who is Rabbi Yossi talking to when he makes this argument? Eating member Rabbi Yehuda, there's four in this foursome here. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi speaking. Who's he speaking to? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda? Meet Luhai Sfora. They don't accept the principle that even the Pishut works. In other words, he's starting with a premise. Say, you agree with me about Pishut, except extend it to Tmura. They don't accept the premise. He can't be talking to them. Whatever you give to God is Kodesh. Mimenu Kodesh, v'lo kulo Kodesh. Meaning only the part you sanctify is Kodesh and not the whole thing. Yachol tetzei l'chulin. So I might think the animal's chulin. Tamad lomar yihye. Meaning, the limb maintains its status as sanctified. Hakitzad, what do you do? You have to sell the animal to people who need an ola, and the money is chulin, except for the value of that leg that was kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda do not accept pishut, therefore he can't be talking to them. How do I know that the whole thing is an ola in that case? So they say the whole thing is. So Rabbi Yossi is giving an argument, must be talking to his colleague Rabbi Shimon, and says, you agree if you have a pishut, extend it to Tmura, and therefore Rabbi Shimon must have accepted the, must have rejected the argument, and therefore been the author in Tmura Aleph Gimel. So Laman, either Rabbi Yehuda, Amid, Lohasfar, El Olav, Rabbi Shimon. The answer is no, Rabbi Yossi Tamadanav Sheikamar. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is only presenting his own reasoning, is that I argue that pishut works, therefore Tmura should also work, and therefore he's not necessarily responding to Rabbi Shimon, which means we now can go back and say Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda are the authors of the Mishnah in Tmura Aleph Gimel, and that may indeed be why they say what they do, because they say they've don't count, but nonetheless in our case we may say that the animal is an independent animal per Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.